Part 2.
Leo, would you like some more chicken?
No, I've had enough, thank you. But your food is absolutely delicious, just like it has been throughout my entire stay with you. Thank you very much for that, Jessica and Connor. And thank you for everything else you have done for me since I joined your family about a year ago.
Leo, you still amaze me with your politeness and good manners. I think your parents can be very proud of you. Well, since we have already started exchanging compliments, I would like to take the opportunity to say a few words about the last 11 months or so with you as an additional family member. When Jessica and I decided to host a 15-year-old exchange student from Germany for about a year, we were not sure at all whether that was a good idea. After all, we've got a 15-year-old son ourselves who can sometimes be an annoying teenager.
Dad, that's not fair. As you know, I'm the kind of teenager that most parents on this planet would dream of having.
Yes, Ryan, of course you are. I was just kidding. Now, what was I saying? Ah, right. Jessica and I did have mixed feelings about being a host family up until your arrival, Leo. But the friendliness, open-mindedness and helpfulness which you have shown from the very first moment we picked you up at Dublin Airport have indeed been overwhelming. Over the course of the past year, Jessica, Ryan and I have grown quite fond of you.
That's right, Connor. It's fair to say that you, Leo, have been like a second son to Connor and myself, as well as a kind of brother to Ryan. And this is why it is so hard to say goodbye to you tomorrow.
I really appreciate your kindness, but I can assure you that it will not be a goodbye forever. If you don't mind, I would like to come back to your place in the future. And I would like Ryan to spend some time in my family in Germany next year.
Yeah, that would be terrific. But I can't go to Germany during the Easter holidays next year, because that is when my cousin Jack is planning to come from Texas to Dublin to visit us.
Okay then. So maybe you can come over to Bayreuth either during the Christmas holidays this year or during the summer holidays next year.
That sounds great. We can discuss this further via email or WhatsApp.
Now, boys, let's clear the table and set up the Monopoly game we did not finish last night. Maybe we should let Leo win tonight so that he will have fond memories of his last day in Dublin.